Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the program.
My name is Albert. I wanted to tell you my first, I used to be a very passive kind of guy.
I was in the service
for several years. I actually just separated from service just recently. But I remember back in 99 when I was doing a deployment in Bosnia.
Okay. And what branch were you in, Alex?
Albert. And Army.
Okay.
And I remember I was having a conversation with these two guys, right? And for some unknown reason, I got into an argument. And I told a third party that, you know, I didn't agree. You know, he was wrong. Whatever the case may be, it was a very long time ago. And one of the members in that group went straight to me and told me to shut F up. And I don't know what I'm talking about. And then I turned back to him and said, what did you say to me? And he looked back and he said it. And I'm usually very passive about it. I'm usually very, you know, very well going. But this guy actually said all these wonderful little words in a very, very good sequence where he pushed all of my buttons the right way. Or the wrong way,
I guess, Albert, huh?
Yeah, I just snapped. I have never snapped like that before in my life. I snapped. I actually went straight for him. I just went straight to try to attack and, you know, really hurt this guy completely. Luckily for me, a close friend of mine who actually jumped on top of me, put me in a rear naked choke from the back, on the backbone. And this is a real smaller guy. He held on me with his life, with choking me until, you know, he calmed me down. The other guy, at the moment, he looked at my face, I guess, when, you know, I just completely snapped and he saw that psycho look in my face as, this guy's really mad.
Well, and you get Albert's superhuman strength too, don't you?
I don't know. George, I was very, very upset. Let's put it that way. And, he choked me pretty good. And that actually helped me to calm down. The other guy just ran for the door, and he just completely left the building.
Man.
This one, we were deployed in Bosnia, and I was like, needless to say, he never, like, every time we actually were together again, he was, like, over us at a very, what's the word, very mild-mannered kind of attitude ever since that.
How about you, Albert, ever since then?
No, I'm usually chilled out. I mean, I usually don't go off the handle like that, and you know, I'm usually pretty, you know, cheerful, jolly-go-lucky kind of guy. But the guy probably would have been a very bad. Although I used to compete back then, even until recent years, until my knee gave out. I usually compete in certain types of competitive fighting. At the time, I was actually training up for a boxing event that I was planning on doing once I redeployed back to the States. But that's only for sport. I know I do it a lot of times. You compete, and a lot of guys that train and actually fight and do stuff like that, they're not really violent people.
No, it is amazing though, Albert, at how the mind can snap at any given moment.
Yeah, I gotta hand it to this guy because I usually well control on my feelings, but somehow he just knows, or at least with me, he knew how to just hit every particular button in a perfect sequence, like a perfect align or something with the moons and everything, just aligned just right, just for him, for me to go crazy
for
and
that,
at him.
For
and
that.
I thank God my buddy was there, and, you know, he was able to take control over me.
Absolutely. You could have been in serious trouble after that, and that's why it's a mad moment. I had a friend of mine once, and I said to her, I says, you know, every button to push on me. And her answer was, what are buttons for?